Good morning. A partly cloudy, warm, and muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most places within a couple degrees of the 70-degree mark. The large bridge of high pressure, which protected us against any rain over the last few days and allowed the heat to build across the region, is starting to break down. As a result, areas of energy will make a closer approach to us at jet stream level and act on the moisture, producing scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon today. Otherwise, skies will be partly sunny, and this will allow temperatures to reach back into the middle and upper 80s for daytime highs. Still a few scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, with lows back down to around 70. More energy will ride through the same jet stream flow tomorrow with partly sunny skies. It will remain humid with additional scattered showers and thunderstorms. Once again, highs will be in the middle to upper 80s. At this point, now that the ridge will have been broken down, we'll see more of a northwesterly flow aloft. This will allow drier and a bit cooler air to work its way in for Thursday. Still, it'll be warm and with a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the lower 80s. In that northwest flow, some energy will fly by on Friday, and we'll run the risk at a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny and back to the mid-70s. Right now, timing out the leftover energy for the weekend will be the next battle. It looks like we'll have a brief break for both Saturday and Sunday, so we'll call for dry weather both days and a mix of sun and clouds, with highs on Saturday in the middle and upper 70s and pushing toward 80 on Sunday before we see a renewed chance of showers on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, portions of the south central and central United States will have multiple rounds of moderate to heavy rain that'll keep the threat for flooding elevated today. Parts of northeast Texas, extreme southeast Oklahoma, and northwest Louisiana, along with southern Arkansas, have been identified by the Weather Prediction Center as having a moderate risk for excessive rainfall, while Arkansas, northwest Mississippi, western Tennessee, southwest Kentucky, and the southern tip of Illinois will be at risk through tomorrow. In terms of severe weather potential, the Storm Prediction Center has a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the northern plains as a well-defined surface low and front intercept that warm and unstable air mass that's been a place across the region from the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 55 degrees with a west wind at 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 71 degrees, the dew point 70, 96% relative humidity. The south wind at 3 miles per hour and the barometer at 30.04 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 22 at Sand Creek Station and Prairie City, both in Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and storms in the mid-80s, Boston partly sunny, scattered showers and storms in the mid-90s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 90 degrees, the low 61, the average temperature 76, that's 10 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 83 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is now 11 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 13.24 inches for the year, which is 2.19 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 55. The record high, 93, set in 1984 and in 2011, and the record low, 38, in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:32 p.m., 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or storm tonight in the mid to upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible with highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. A scattered shower or storm tonight and lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with scattered showers and a thunderstorm and highs in the mid-80s. A scattered shower or storm tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid-80s. A scattered shower or storm tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. A scattered shower or thunderstorm tonight, lows near 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, warm, continued humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms, middle to upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower humidity, lower 80s on Thursday. The risk of a shower or storm Friday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-70s. Partly sunny Saturday and Sunday, mid to upper 70s Saturday, near 80 on Sunday, and scattered showers Monday with highs back to the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.